Welcome to TR Talks, where your host, Team Rajpal, talks everything Toronto and GTA real estate, from buying, selling, leasing, investing, and rental management. An unfiltered conversation with industry experts helping you stay up to date with the market. Hello, Rajiv. Welcome to our weekly podcast. How are you?
I'm excited, Geeta. Hello. It is the first quarter report.
Yes, it is. And there's lots of exciting updates. We do this once a month on our podcast, which is giving an update on where the market is at. So look at the numbers for the first quarter.
Well, I have only read the one important line, which I love it. The first quarter ended up with the sales up 11.2% year over year. I love it.
It is. It's amazing.
You know, sometimes, you know, you need a little bit of good news to come out of the, you know, the boost out of the negativity in the market everywhere. I think that's what's great. New listings were up by greater than the annual rate of 18.3%. Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing because you're right. And good news is needed. I was writing in our, you know, we send out an email, and my email today was all about it's all about the new normal and giving examples of situations where something becomes the new normal and all of a sudden people kind of forget the time it took them to get there. And one example was after 9/11, there were changes in the security systems across airports across the world. And, you know, initially it seemed so strange and it seemed people were a little angry and didn't like the idea of having to remove shoes, throw out any liquids over 100 mil, remove belts and all of that. And but over time, like now.
We all get used to it.
We all get used to it.
Whether you have Nexus or not, sometimes you're asked to take your shoes off. You're asked to yes. take your belts off. That is, you know, traveling has gone normal, but again, the systems have changed.
They have, and so bringing it back to what new normal when it comes to real estate, the interest rates, of course, started going up post-COVID, and, you know, that was the Bank of Canada. That's what they needed to do to bring down inflation.
I got to say something there when you said post-COVID, when you said the word COVID. Geeta, when you're talking about new normal, mask became the new norm.
Yes.
And as soon as we, thank God, we came out of COVID, unmasking became very uncomfortable.
You're right.
And then it took us time to become norm, to treat it as normal. It took us about 6 to 8 months minimum.
Yeah, to get back. And so that's just it, right? It comes back to the time people take to adapt, to pivot, to change. And so why was I bringing this up as well? And we're going to get into details of the stats. But the point was that buyers started realizing, why are we starting to see these increases? Why have we, as of probably the second, third week of January, started to see increases in sales? It is in part because it's not like the interest rates have gone down yet, but it is because buyers are starting to get comfortable with the idea of rates are not going back down to the historic lows of 2019-2020.
Yes. You know what? I would not use the word buyers becoming comfortable. Mm-hmm. I would say the buyers becoming accustomed to.
Yes.
You know, more meaning is same. Yeah. It's just the thing is you're getting used to certain things.
You're right. Because they may not be comfortable. They're not happy about those numbers.
Nobody's. Even the sellers are not comfortable. Mm-hmm. But you get used to it, you know, because it is a daily routine. It is their norms now. Everything becoming a norm.
Yeah.
So that's exactly, I think that's a great analogy, Geeta.
Yeah, and bringing that up to bring it back to specific stats now for March. Sales in March were 6,560 as compared to 6,868 at the same time in 2023. So a slight drop actually for March by 4.5%. with new listings up by 15.1%. This is just for March.
Yep.
With 13,120. The average price up by 1.3%, and it is sitting at $1,121,615.
So, here, people have become the average price over a million has become a norm. Some time ago, it was not even a million. So, you know.
Hang on. Some time ago, a million was the luxury market.
Yes.
And we were talking to clients just a couple of days ago. And we were talking about how the smaller homes are seeing most of the activity. So, like towns and semis. And then, of course, the luxury market. And the luxury market, we're now talking about 2.5 million and higher.
Yes.
Where we're seeing a lot of activity.
Yes.
So when we go into, if we take a look at detached homes and semis and towns have had quite a bit of activity. And an interesting thing to note is townhomes in the 416 and the 905 area codes, price points are fairly close, very similar. Average price in 416, $999, under a million for a townhome. And in the 905 region, $925,185.
Yep.
So you've got options. There were definitely fewer towns that sold in the 416, 236 versus 942 that sold in the 905 region as well.
That is true, Gita, because 905 is becoming, again, a new norm for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because people are now getting used to and accustomed to a little longer travel time by GO Train, because GO Train has actually provided a great amount of access to people who are working at a job, maybe, let's say, downtown or midtown. It takes less than 45 minutes just, you know, door to door. And where you're driving, any change in the weather or any situation on this highway, it takes about three times the time.
It does. And I'm finding more and more people are getting comfortable, you know, giving up their drive and actually taking the GO.
Absolutely. Well, it'll be good for us because then we can zip, zoop, zap to one location to another.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess in our business, Rajiv, that's probably not what we want to do.
Yes.
But I will say as well that, you know, there will be other areas, you know, as the GTA expands and development expands, if the infrastructure keeps up with it and if transit, public transit, the GO and, you know, other means of transportation keep up with the development of housing, more and more people would be willing to move a little further away from the city center.
It provides you a lot more benefit going out nowadays because, like anywhere in the world, the central core is expanding and to every direction in a bigger way. It is providing people more, you know, access to many different facilities. And open space to live.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the other thing, of course, to mention is we know that Bank of Canada has its policy rate meeting on April the 10th.
Yes.
Which is next Wednesday.
Yeah.
And there's always that talk, obviously, we're talking to like first-time buyers and they're like, well, we're waiting to see what happens on April 10th. Then on the other side, you speak to sellers and they're like, well, we're waiting to see what happens on April 10th. For buyers, they're thinking, oh, things are going to become more affordable. And for sellers, they're thinking the rate is going to drop, so prices are going to go up. And they may feel like they know more about what's happening on April 10th. We don't. Nobody has that crystal ball.
Well, I would say Bank of Canada rate disclosure is just like scratch for life. You know, every month you used to come to the closer date at discovery and you scratch that day and suddenly there is no increase. And then there will be a day you will see no increase, no decrease, and there will be more and more opportunities for people to understand that Bank of Canada is just gradually going to bring rates down, not suddenly.
I mean, I know that our expectation in talking with other industry professionals is it could be June. But you know what? We're going to find out along with everybody else if April is that time.
And Geeta, but end of the day, waiting game is not the right game.
You're right.
In anything in life.
Yeah,
end
absolutely.
Of the day, right? You just can't wait to get to, you know, traffic clear so that you can just get on to the next street. You can't just keep on waiting for the empty transit system to come on because flights are going to take off. Trains are going to continue. So, you know, it's
important. Know what? Great analogy. Because, again, it's exactly what we keep telling everybody. Do what you have to do based on your personal and financial situation. Yes. So when you're talking about trains are going to take, I mean, flights are going to take off, trains are going to leave the station, and there are going to be people in it, the ones that need to get somewhere by a certain time. And for the ones that are waiting to take a flight when the prices drop or there's a seat sale, they don't have a need to be somewhere at a certain time and to be in a certain place.
Yeah.
So those are the ones that are going to do the waiting and watching game.
And we can't change our life circumstances because of others.
Yeah.
We got to make choices based on our own needs and wants and requirements.
Absolutely. And so just one other note that I want to make, and we're going to have the Market Watch report for March as a part of our show notes as well as a link so that our listeners can, if they choose, go and take a look at the detailed breakdown of this report as it compares to March of last year. One thing that we want to, you know, mention here as well is that what is not changing is, you know, demand for ownership and rental housing. And that is going to stay high. So supply is going to continue to be top of mind. And governments at all levels do have to, I'm just quoting the TREB CEO, John DiMichele here, who says that governments at all levels must maintain their focus on pursuing innovative solutions to increase the amount and the mix of housing supply to improve affordability. I mean, magically, and I'm sorry, I'm going to say this, it's like, you know, the real estate industry has been asking for government involvement at all levels. And to a large degree, a lot of it is happening. But now it just seems so opportune that just on the eve of elections, there's so many announcements being made by the federal government. And the most recent one talking about, over $1 billion being injected into the housing market for the construction of rental housing supply, which is great. But is this now just more talk, or are they going to do anything?
So did you know that this $1 billion is conditional? So it's conditional because I was also doing the study on that, and they said it's going to be conditional on the provinces giving a plan to the government for them to see what they're going to do based on their timeline and type of properties they're going to build, and what is the focus on. So,
There has to be accountability.
But what I mean to say is, yes, it is in the process. It is just letting the Canadians know that this is happening, but they have not talked about the timeline. So housing supply will always be low for the time they are able to catch up.
Yeah.
So, yes, good things are happening, but good things do take time to come up to the plate.
Yeah, that is right. So on that note, I guess, you know, based on where things are at right now, with the increase in supply, with more activity, what do we see? What do we see for the spring market? Like, we're in it right now. We're seeing more and more homes come to market. I think if there's the fastest moving ones that we've been seeing so far is anything between that 800 to the 1.2 million mark, definitely seem to be moving faster. And then, of course, the higher price points from 1.8 onwards. So that middle section between 1.3 to 1.6, 1.7. Not as much supply, but it's taking a little bit longer than what some of the smaller homes. And then speaking of condos, I guess that activity has started coming up, but still a little bit in the
condos are taking a little longer.
Yes.
Than homes, which I can totally understand. But everything is getting... See, important thing is being in the momentum. The activity of the whole industry is in the momentum. It has not gone, you know, sudden stop.
No.
So, which is important to, you know, for people to understand that momentum is important and gradually things are going to pick up their own pace based on its own situation of the market itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you have any questions about what these numbers might mean for you you know, how it might impact your decisions as it relates to real estate, please don't hesitate to reach out to us because we are here to answer any questions you might have. So post, share this podcast and reach out to us with any new questions or topics you'd like to see.
And one thing I would definitely want to say is never, never, never time the market. Never chase the market. Never time the market.
Absolutely right. Okay.
All right.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
TR Talks is hosted by members of Team Rajpal with RE/MAX. Rajiv Rajpal and Xerxes Barucha are brokers. Geeta Rajpal and Nicholas Ip are sales representatives, all registered with the Toronto Regional Real Estate Board, Real Estate Council of Ontario, and Canadian Real Estate Association. This podcast is for informational purposes only and not for financial or investment advice. Please do your own due diligence.